Wherein Simon Tufkuf Mem Gimel Siv Gimel, the Machaber says, Mutar Leitan Leinu Hiri Malacha Bekablana, so Bescher Yom Shasana Achar Moed. You can give an item to a non-Jew for him to do some work for you, even if you are paying him by the hour. You can give it to him on Chol HaMoed and tell him to do it after Chol HaMoed. Uvad Shalo Yimdo V'yishko V'yimna K'der Shosu B'chol, as long as he doesn't do the counting as he normally does on a regular weekday. So since you're telling him to do it afterwards, he's not doing a melacha for you on Yom, on Chol HaMoed, that's what's going to be mutter. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the same thing would be true to give it to a Jew as long as you tell him to do it after Chol HaMoed. And we see from this, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that there's no isser of daber davar, of not being able to speak about weekday manners on Chol HaMoed as there is on Shabbat. The Ramah adds, even if the non-Jew decides to then do the malacha on Chol HaMoed, sure, that's okay. Hold his name, achar moed, since you told him specifically to do it afterwards, if he chooses to do it on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to stop him. You don't need to be mocha in him either. However, if it was not given b'kablanas, so then you would have to be mocha him. And we saw when it comes to something that is mechubar or in public, so then you need to be mocha as well. Simon Tavkuf Mem Dalit, Sifalev, Tzarchei Rabim, Mutter Lasosim Chol HaMoed. The needs of the many, of the masses, of the public, are permissible to be done on Chol HaMoed. Kigon Lasakin Adrachim, Alhasim Rimim Mecholos, such as to fix the roads, and to remove any obstacles, Utsayin Hakvaros, Kadeshis Harmim Kohanim, and to mark off where the Kvarim are, so that people know where dead bodies are, so that the Kohanim won't go there. Lasakin Amikvos, to fix the mikvah. However, the Ramah adds, Davka Tzarchei Rabim Ke'elu, Shem Tzrichim Lagufa Adam. Only those things which are needed for a person's body. Avashar tzarchei rabim kagon bingin beis hakneses, but a shul where there's no tzorech for the gufa adam to build that aser lasos hamoed, you would not be allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah Berurah says that all tzarchei rabim are mutter, and even mechabim malachto b'moed, even if you intentionally leave it for Chol HaMoed, it's going to be mutter to do so. Even b'farhesia, even a lot of tircha, tzarchei rabim are mutter. And the reason being, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we know that if they're not done at that time, it could be they won't end up getting done because everybody says, oh, that guy's going to do it, that guy's going to do it, and then it just ends up not getting done. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says that if there's someone who's in charge of everything, who's able to make decisions on his own, then you could not be mechabim malachto b'moed, because that svara does not exist. And therefore, Rav Yashiv says that when it comes to the roads, etc., nowadays, that there is a government which is in charge, a city council, you would not be able to be mechabim malachto b'moed anymore, because the city council is responsible for getting those things done. And there are two different categories, says the Mishnah Berurah. If it's a Maisa Uman, then it's only Mutter if it's Tzorech HaMoed, even if it's Tzorechei Rabim. But if it's a Maisa Hedya, which is being done, then even if it's not Tzorech HaMoed, you'd still be allowed to do it if it is Tzorechei Rabim, because we're afraid, again, that it won't get done. This is why, when it comes to the fixing mikvos and all these things, that they are Maisa Uman, they're only going to be permissible if it's something which is going to be finished on the Moed, and therefore it's Tzorech HaMoed is involved. You'd be allowed to fix the bathhouse for Tzarchei Rabim also, because there's Tzar HaGuf involved for the person, but you need to make sure that it is done on Chol HaMoed if it is a Maisa Uman. So again, anything that is Tzarech LeGuf HaAdam and a Tzarchei Rabim is going to be permissible. If it's a Maisa Uman, then it needs to be done on Chol HaMoed, and if it's a Maisa Hedyo, then it could even be for after Chol HaMoed. So we said that building a shul is not going to be considered Tzarchei Rabim, which is Mutter, because there's no Tzarech to the Guf HaAdam. Mishnah Berurah says, though, quotes from the Poskim, who say that nowadays building a Beis HaKnesses would have the status of a Davar Aved, because we're afraid that if you wait, the non-Jews might not end up building it. But Maamar Mordechai writes that everything depends on the time, and if you know that the non-Jew is going to stick it out, then it would not be considered a Davar Aved, and you would not be allowed to have it done on Chol HaMoed.